This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight, live from my flagship station, AM 860 The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, from my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations across America, as well as in the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite, streaming live online right now. Now, special shout-out goes to our military men and women, to all the EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too. Thank you for keeping us free and safe. To the truckers, to the warehouse, to the factory workers, the butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, along with those Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, and all the roughnecks working on all the oil rigs around the country, around the world, helping keep America rolling along. A big thank you. Now, don't forget to follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, like the page, and then jump on into the chat room like a lot of other people have and conduct the conversation. I do believe that my guest is probably in there right now, too. And here he is, the man, the myth, the legend, Tuesday morning's guest, Ron Edwards. And Flip is going bonkers in the background. What's up? He's been waiting for an hour and a half for that. That's how long he's been hanging in there. But anyway, let's say the pledge to get going. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize, ladies and gentlemen, the two words under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, the big story as we start out the morning is the acting DNI director, Rick Grenell, is going to release the names today of the Obama officials who unmasked Lieutenant General Mike Flynn. This is big, big time stuff. We're going to start to get a real big picture of who was involved and what they were doing. And to make it even more suspenseful, K.T. McFarland, Lieutenant General Flynn's deputy over there at the DNI, she says that the Russian hoax devised to cover up something very, very, very big.
I believe that, because that's one of the things, one of the tricks of the left. They create a situation, or they'll use a situation, and they'll blow it up. And while that's people are focused on that, the left hand is doing something else. And I believe that she's always been right on pretty much through the years when she has something to say. Yes, the names are coming out, and many of the names we've already even suspected. But here's the thing that I'm concerned about. Now, for me to be honest, you remember I said that I thought a lot of these people would get into big heap of trouble, and
yep,
and big heads would fall. I'm beginning to slightly doubt it. I'm not totally doubting.
You mean you finally understand what I was trying to tell you?
I'm finally hating what you said.
It's terrible. You know, it's terrible, Ron. Let's be honest. Yeah. It's terrible because we got people in this country we know have done some really bad stuff. And we know that this probably goes right up into Barack Obama's backyard, okay? We know that because Sidney Powell said it, the attorney for Michael Flynn. I have no reason to doubt her. She's an excellent lady, excellent attorney, and other people have said it. But unfortunately, to get to the guy at the top, somebody down below has to roll over on the next one and the next one and the next one, and that's how it works. And if they don't do that, then guess what? They're going to skate, and they're going to nail the little guys at the bottom.
Yeah, well, here's the thing, though. That makes me think that a little bit big heads may still fall, because there's a thing called evidence.
Mm-hmm.
And when there's evidence, you know, the law comes after you, big or small.
All right, let me drift over here real quick, because I think we got one of our friends in Kentucky. Is this our friend up in Kentucky?
Yes, sir. How are you, Captain?
Not bad. What can we do for you, my friend?
Well, you could deliver me a pizza. We could run to Waffle House. or you could open up a prison at the Greenbrier.
Well, we'll take the Waffle House, because I like Waffle House. I like the smothered.
Sound good?
Yep.
Sound good?
Smothered.
Hey, God bless America and you, sir.
All right, thank you very much. And that's a regular caller there in Kentucky calling to say howdy. Yeah, I'll go over to the Waffle House.
Absolutely. Let's go.
Yeah, but, there's one down the street from me, so next time you show up down here, that's where we're going. Now, the problem with all of this is... It's obvious, Obamagate is what they're calling this. It's obvious that there's crimes that have been committed. Everybody can see it. But
yes.
Who are we going to prosecute? And is it going to be the people that we hope it's going to be? Or is it going to be, let's see, Peter Strzok, Lisa Page, Andrew McCabe? Those are the three that I'm thinking it stops there unless somebody rolls over on somebody.
Well, like I said, they should prosecute wherever the evidence takes.
Correct.
Whether people roll over or not. If the evidence says you did it, you should be charged, and you should at least have a fair trial.
Yep.
And then we see where it goes from there. But if it doesn't happen, then my faith in this system will even be more shaken than it already is.
Well, I know that John Durham, Attorney Durham, is working full speed ahead on a whole bunch of different things here, so that's our hope right there. That's the hope.
And it's either very good or very bad, because he's like a silent worker, man. I mean, he doesn't say anything. You don't know how far he's going or whatever. No.
And his people don't leak. His people do not leak, so we're not going to hear anything. They can speculate all they want, but you won't hear anything directly from him until it's time.
And I just pray that he's not just dragging and dragging and dragging. Next thing you know, it's Thanksgiving, and we passed the election. Mr. Durham.
All right, hold on, because we're going to take a break. Well, I remain totally confident that we are indeed going to hear something during the course of the summer. My prediction is we'll hear something from Durham around August. All right, Kathy, go ahead, take us to break, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as $1 a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about $1 a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is a pandemic survival alert, and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
Notebook Radio Commentary. When I'm not blowing away the myths and revealing the truth, I'm checking out America's Watchman on the Wall, Captain Matt Bruce, who always tells it like it is, fights against tyranny, and stands up for our military heroes. Captain, this salute's for you. The founding fathers of the United States were true visionaries who understood human nature and the desire of some people to want to play God. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards on today's page from the Edwards Notebook. Could it be the reason why academia and leftists in general hate and badmouth those who founded the first nation in the history of mankind to recognize our inalienable right to live for our own sake, maintain greater faith in God than government, and to properly oversee the training up of our children and the way that they should go while taking responsibility for our lives, actions, and health care? Unfortunately, there are those today who would mass-produce certain vaccines to inoculate millions of individuals they dub undesirables and useless eaters. Isn't it strange that we would be ordered to wear face masks and social distance, two activities that weaken our immune systems? Also, if we always use hand sanitizers, we kill our good bacteria that fights against pandemic organisms. My fellow Americans, if you don't know your rights, you do not have any, and you could lose your health in the process. I'm Ron Edwards.
Ron Edwards, the new voice of America.
Sponsored by the Tri-County Liberty Coalition.
All righty, that's Ron Edwards. And before we go back to Ron Edwards, I got to tell you that this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Moss Nissan. Now, Moss Nissan has got four locations. One of them happens to be an Acura dealer. But I'll tell you what, all you need to know are four words. You serve, you save. What that means is all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, active or retired, church pastors too, get preferred pricing on new or certified pre-owned vehicles. And that means exactly what it says. You save a lot of money. A lot of money. Now, does it get better than that? Oh, yeah. Here's why.
If you're a veteran, if you're active duty military, if you're a first responder, if you're a member of a military family, okay, you got someone serving in the military, you're a military family member, or, again, a church pastor, you get 15% off of your vehicle when you have it serviced, whether it's an oil change, tires, rotation, brakes, whatever the deal might happen to be. Guess what? 15% off. Now, if you happen to buy a Moss vehicle, you're going to have Moss Care. So you get free tire rotation with the car. You get free oil changes, too. And you don't need to worry about that part of it. So maybe you might want to think about looking at a vehicle, certified, pre-owned, or brand new. Now, the other thing is, if you hold on to your chair yet, tell them the captain sent you, and you'll get $500 off the vehicle that you're looking at. Now, do me a favor. When you go in there, tell them right off the bat if you're looking for a car the captain sent me. That way you've already got the $500. You don't have to worry about looking at a deal and then somewhere down the line you're going to go, oh, by the way, I'm supposed to get $500 that the captain sent me. No, that's not the way it works. You tell them right off the bat that the captain sent you and you get $500 off whatever vehicle you're looking at so they know that. That's only fair. So I want you to check out the dealership in Crystal River, US 19, our friends up there. Also, Newport Richey, 19 and 54. And at 11001 North Florida Avenue in Tampa, we have a Tampa dual dealership there. We've got Moss Nissan and Moss Acura right there. So, the website, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Check them out. Tell them the captain sent you. You're going to save a bunch of money. All right, back to Rod Edwards. And Flip is still there. I'm doing that for Flip's benefit. There it is right there. So, yeah. Okay. Now, look. All kidding put aside. The WHO, and not the musical group WHO, the chief of the World Health Organization, said 7 or 8 top candidates are now in line for the COVID-19 vaccine. I don't know about you, but I'm a little bit leery of that one because of the fact we're talking about the World Health Association again.
Yeah, they're an untrustworthy organization, and one that I think that we should have nothing to do with. No matter what they are doing, they cannot be trusted. They are on the backside of the Chinese and the United Nations. And, in fact, we don't have any good reason to continue to fund them or be involved with them whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
America is basically alone when it comes to that organization. So,
well, because you mentioned funding, I'm going to bring this up. The American pension funds have got money invested, American dollars invested in some Chinese firms. Now, the president yesterday said that it amounted to about $4 billion, and he was going to take that money out of the Chinese firms and bring it back to America.
And I think that is a worthy first step. I think we should withdraw investments out of China. And I've told you this privately, and I think that the United States, you can't just do it like, you know, clipping a piece of paper, but we need to totally break off ties with the Chinese nation because it has disadvantaged us hugely to the tune of trillions of dollars. We're in debt to them. They keep buying our debt, which we keep producing. And we're just in a big, what do they call in our debt? What do they say? Hey, pay up. But
no,
right
no.
Now,
they don't owe, we don't owe them any more money after what they did to us. Are you kidding me?
No, and that's the other reason why we need to cut it off. Mm-hmm. Leave their behinds alone. We were not always foolishly connected to China, not until around, I think it was 1973, when the door was opened.
Nixon.
We can survive. We can survive without them, believe it or not, my fellow Americans. We don't need China, seriously. And we need to withdraw our companies out of there. And you said last week, Captain,
yep. It
would take years. Well, tell that to Japan. Are we that dumb as a nation that we just can't get our stuff out?
Well, we can certainly walk out tomorrow. We'd probably have to leave the equipment behind, I'm just guessing. But we could probably leave tomorrow. But and by the way, something else, the drugs. Why are they making drugs in China? I know India's offered to get into the bandwagon and make drugs for the U.S., as has Vietnam.
Well, you know, we should make them ourselves, even if they're a little bit more expensive. Forget that. Also, I think, India. I think Apple is moving a lot of their manufacturing out of China to India rather quickly. So it can be done quickly to move our stuff back to the United States of America. It can be done.
Yep.
It doesn't have to be stretched out over a long time.
Don't agree with you. Now, what do you think about this one? What do you think about this one? Elon Musk yesterday opened up his Tesla plant in Alameda County, California, under the threat of the fact that the government was going to come over and shut him down again. Now he's back. They're working. They're making Tesla cars. In the meantime, Texas came in the back door and said, "Oh, Mr. Musk, we would love to have you come to Texas and make those nice, fancy, shiny electric cars in Texas. For doing that, we will give you all kinds of tax breaks. You'll pay no income tax, you'll pay no property tax, and we'll set you up in an economic zone."
You know what? If Texas can do it, bravo. Bravo, Texas. And it's a sweat box. It's really hot there, so the battery-operated cars have a nice environment to work in, just like it's hot in California. In fact, it's hotter than California.
So. Well, I wish they'd come to Florida, because you know why? Do you think they're going to sell electric cars in Texas where they got the home of the big 4x4 pickup trucks that are jacked up in the air?
Oh, yeah. Yes. Because you know why? Because of certain areas that are huge in Texas have gone Democrat, and Democrats, they love...
You mean like Dallas?
Yes, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they love those batteries. They love the batteries. And it's very hot in Texas. So they would, and besides, they're not going to just sell them in Texas. They would sell some in Florida. They would still sell them in California and other hot places.
Well, I just assume they come down here to Florida, because we'd love to see them down here, and they would sell electric cars in Florida. Yep.
It's another great place. It's another sweat box, so yeah.
All right. Today, California 25. By the way, the Republican is currently leading in the last poll that was done, California 25. Pelosi has been panicking. The Democrats are crying foul. The Democratic Congressional Committee saying, "They cheated, they cheated. The Republicans are cheaters, and they've done a whole bunch of early voting." Well, you know something? They did do a bunch of early voting. The Republicans are sending a bunch of mail-in ballots, and I don't know how they know who's leading with the mail-in ballots, because when I worked the election, you didn't even open the mail-in ballots until after the other votes were counted.
If they know, that means they've been cheating, which is why the Republicans have to do whatever they can to win. So
all right. We will talk to you on Thursday, so stay out of trouble and stay warm.
Okay.
It's warm down here. All right. Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and we'll be right back with the one, the only, the infamous Brooke Talks America, and she's going to talk with the captain about America. How's that? And we'll get into some conversations that you haven't heard us talking about, including Joe Biden. Be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the...
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump's lawyers will urge the Supreme Court tomorrow to let him block access to his tax returns and other financial documents sought by three congressional committees and a New York prosecutor. In one of the most closely watched disputes of the court's term, the cases will test the justices' independence and could yield major rulings on the power of Congress to demand documents from a sitting president or the authority of a president to refuse. The court will hear two separate cases by telephone conference call, with each justice taking
taking a turn to ask questions, a process that began May 4th and for the most part has worked smoothly. It has, however, tamed the normal back and forth of oral arguments, and the questioning has been less aggressive. Whichever way the court rules, the decisions, and there will be one for each case, will be a blockbuster. The rulings will be released by late next month. This is USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And before we get to talking with Brooke Emery from Brooke Talks America, I want you to know that this portion of the program is brought to you by Balance of Nature. Now, Balance of Nature has some great fruits and veggie capsules. I'm taking them, and they're working really fine for me, thank you very much, because it's real food, real science, real nutrition, and everybody knows you don't get enough fruits and you don't get enough vegetables, and rather than having to eat three or four apples or having to eat a whole bunch of beans or peas or whatever, you can just take some capsules and you got it. You'll wind up with the nutritional equivalent of over 10 servings of fruits and vegetables, and it tastes good too. No synthetics, no additives, no fillers. Find out more by going to balanceofnature.com, the website balanceofnature.com, or give them a call at 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. And tell them you heard it on the Captain's America Third Watch. You'll get 35% off your purchase. That's balanceofnature.com. Telephone number 800-246-8751. Tell them you heard it on the Captain's America Third Watch. Okay, here is our favorite person when it comes to Brooke. It's Brooke, and Brooke is going to talk America because you're Brooke Talks.
Good morning.
Okay, what the hell is going on with this Obama's name-calling and Trump, and now you got Grinnell in the mix? Is everybody out to lunch in Washington or what?
Oh, please. Everybody's been out to lunch making deals in Washington forever. But, yeah, it was delicious. They're scared to death of Grinnell. And they're scared to death of Trump, obviously, because he's actually doing stuff. And the satchel, that will be a picture for the ages, right? The papers in the satchel. Yeah, well, Obama is, you know, we were talking about this off the air, that a lot of people are, you know, there are really great memes out there about and videos about Obama getting arrested and everything like this. And, you know, everybody wants justice on this situation, but I have a little different take, and I wrote an article about this, is the Democrats Obama will not get arrested, right? I mean, if there are any crimes, actual crimes, and, you know, I happen to believe there are, right? Most people
I do too.
On our side do. Okay. So, and he likely won't have a prosecution. Although I have to say, Trump is totally different character, so, you know, if that was ever going to happen, it would happen under him. It likely won't happen. But if you destroy his quote-unquote legacy, or I call it the myth of his legacy,
yep,
that might be enough. Because he symbolizes something that is so wicked on the Democrat side, which is this despicable use of race baiting to achieve their agenda.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and he is one of them. He really divides. I mean, obviously, you know, this country is built on a lot of really serious racial problems, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's legitimate, hasn't gone away, we still have issues, okay, we're probably always going to have issues. But he purposely stoked it. He could have been a transformational figure in a positive way and healed this country and been an incredible leader.
Well,
but
it all got worse under him, though. It all got worse.
That's the thing, but that's my point. The point is that Democrats use that race card in the most despicable way to divide and balkanize America.
Mm-hmm.
If you're able to take that card away, and I make, you know, if you're, you know, that's the Trump card, right? So if you're able to take that card away and you level the playing field, which is taking, you know, an issue like that out of it, and you just make it on ideas, we win on ideas.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this, you know, the walkaway and the Brexit movement and the stuff that, you know, people like Candace are doing, just have real conversations. Talk to me about ideas rather than these sort of issues that you can't change that really don't help. And by the way, you know, there's a saying like, just because it's skin folk doesn't mean it's kinfolk.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
And that's a really, you know, important point that, you know, needs to be talked about. What have Democrats done for the black community? And he symbolizes a lot. You know, I was happy that it was the first, you know, half-black president. Okay, that's great for America. But he didn't do anything. And none of the other people in the Democrat Party, I look at Al Sharpton. Okay, he got people murdered.
Yeah.
So, you know, Obama is a figurehead of all of that nastiness, and if he gets his legacy destroyed and people wake up to the truth about him and the Democrats, that might be more than having him, you know, prosecuted, honestly.
All right,
the rest of them all need to go to jail.
Now we got a call here. I want to take this call real quick here. Okay, Ian, what's up?
Yeah, about Obama.
Yeah.
Forget about it. He's never going to go to jail, and there's no need for him to go to jail anyway, because even if in a perfect world, he did go to jail. But then again, in a perfect world, he would have never been elected. He'd have been a nobody, a radical community organizer from Chicago.
Okay.
At any rate, if Trump and Trumpy really want to hurt, what they need to do is go after all his underlings.
They're going to.
Take the support system out from underneath Obama.
Yep.
That will serve as a warning and deterrent to anybody else. Don't try this in the future.
Okay.
Let's see if the Republicans got the cojones to step up to the plate.
Thank you very much, Ian. Thank you very much. Okay, now I got another call real quick here.
That's what I was saying.
I got another call real quick here. Let me go to the other caller. Okay, Backgammon Bob, what's up?
Hey, Captain. Just think that if they were actually to convict Obama of a crime, they could actually sentence him to something he's actually never actually done, and that's community service.
Oh, God. All right, well. Oh, boy. We needed that, I guess. No, well, you know, dream on. I mean, everybody'd like to see something happen to Obama legally, but it's just, I'm sorry, folks, it's just not going to happen.
Yeah, and like I said, it's not necessarily beneficial for that to happen, honestly. You get the people underneath him, and you're able to.
Oh, yeah.
You're able to show, and by the way, if you're interested, you know, not you, but the, you know, proverbial you, if you're interested in quote, in criminal justice, you have to be interested in what they did to Flynn.
Mm-hmm.
That was unbelievable. And if that had happened to someone else, right, and they had proof, the CNN and MSNBC would be going crazy. But they're not going crazy because it happened on the other side. And this is an issue that I really, you know, if anybody from the Trump campaign is listening or has connections, it's all stratcoms. You're missing golden opportunities for strategic communications in communities that you have to be in. You have to talk about these issues. What if it was your brother that was railroaded like this? What if it was your uncle or your father or you?
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is This cannot be happening in America. We need to talk about bleach bit. They need to take a bleach bit to the whole D.C. swamp for real. I mean, I have some hope, you know, that stuff is going to change. I don't trust any of the Republicans. I mean, you know, Graham, please. This guy is a joke. I don't even know why Fox and Hannity even have this guy on, Lindsey Graham. And I don't know if you watched Tucker last night, dismantling.
I did.
Trey Gowdy, but that was pretty delicious. Mm-hmm. I was sitting there going, am I seeing what I'm seeing? You know, and he's another one. I mean, I never had faith in Graham. You know, he had one single second, which was at the, you know, the Kavanaugh thing, which was scripted, by the way.
Well, Trey Gowdy at least was man enough to man up to the fact that he made a mistake. He said he took a look. He went to the Library
Maybe.
Of Congress
Maybe.
Or something. No, he went to the Library of Congress or something to look up to make sure that, you know, to see if what he said was wrong. And he said, yeah, I made a mistake. I made the wrong call. And I heard him say that last night. And I'm saying to myself, boy, look at this.
Well, okay, fine, but, you know, I don't necessarily believe it. I don't like, you know, you watch his body language. He's a prosecutor. He knows how to talk, okay? That was his job. He was very good at it.
You bet.
But I don't know, you know, he's a Rubio guy. I don't trust him, and it's disappointing. I thought a firebrand like that who's super smart, who goes up, they all talk a good game, but what did they do, you know? And don't say that you were right because it's something else should have been done. So I don't know. I thought it was interesting that Tucker went after him.
All right.
So,
well, I got to tell everybody because we're running out of time. I got to tell everybody.
Yeah.
She's Brooke. She's Brooke Talks. She's BrookeTalksAmerica.com, right?
Yes.
And on Facebook and
Twitter.
And if you listen to me on my flagship station, you can hear her Saturday nights at 7 p.m. So make sure you tune in and hear Brooke Talks America. And what's your Twitter handle?
At Talks America.
Okay. All right.
Look at Brooke Talks America. It's they messed it up where I couldn't just do it Brooke Talks America. Look on BrookeTalksAmerica.com. You'll find the Facebook and the Twitter.
All right, and I look forward to hearing what you're going to have Saturday night. But in the meantime, I got to let you go because the music's coming up in my ears, and you stay low and stay out of trouble.
Okay. God bless the troops.
All right. Thank you very much. And that's our buddy Brooke. Brooke Talks America. And caller, you hang on there. You'll be the first one up when I come back from this break that I'm headed for right now. Now, the other thing, folks, is when we come back, we talked about a lot of things this morning, but we haven't talked about the fact that the Dems may be intentionally dragging their feet all across America and reopening some of these states because they're just trying to aggravate and agitate and do anything they can to try to steal votes any way they possibly can. They think that they can beat Donald Trump at this. Believe me when I tell you, it's not going to work. It's not going to work. People have had it with this. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain's Matt Bruce on America's Third Watch.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America. When you hear that music, you know it's time for the beach and boating forecast for the Nature Coast, the Sun Coast, and all of Tampa Bay. And today it's going to be mostly sunny, 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 but I'll tell you what, don't put the umbrella up if you're out on the water. The winds are going to be out of the northeast at 10, you ready for this? 10 to 30 miles an hour out of the northeast, gusting today. So, the seas will start out 2 to 4. We might have some 5 to 6s by the end of the day. Be a moderate chop. It'll get a little bit rougher in the afternoon. The Gulf water temperature is 80 degrees. The bay water temperature is 76 degrees. We had our low tide at 1:02 a.m. Our high tide came at 5:09 a.m. a little while ago, about an hour ago. So there you go. Now, the beach and boating forecast is always brought to you by our friends at the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay. Now, let me tell you something about them. I've known about the Freedom Boat Club since 1989. Now, we were one of their first customers down in Venice when my wife and I lived together down there when she was alive and we had our home. We would come down here in the wintertime for a week at a time. And then we'd take the boat out a day or two at a time because we had a boat up there and we didn't want to trailer our boat all the way down here. And then eventually,
before I moved down here, the last thing I did was sell my boat because we knew with the Freedom Boat Club we could just join them, their club, and we could just go out on the water anytime we wanted to call and make a reservation. So we did. And I moved up to Sarasota, and then in Sarasota we used the one out of Marina Jacks. But if you want to know what I know, there's just nothing better for your health than a beautiful day in the water, and the Freedom Boat Club calls it sun sanitizing. Now, since we've all been advised to keep our distance, consider boating as the ultimate way to get away from everything, load up on plenty of sunshine and vitamin D, and have a great time in the water with your friends and family, and sun sanitize too. Now, if you had to scratch plans for whatever it was you were going to do this summer, the COVID-19 thing came along, and maybe you have lost your job, and you've been living off some money or whatever, and you're wondering, what am I going to do now? Well, you know, you can finance your membership in the Freedom Boat Club, and it's not as bad as you think. And I'll tell you what, one of the beauties of membership is that you get all the benefits of boat ownership without all the work. And you just make your reservation, fill up your cooler, and in minutes you're out on the water soaking up some of the beautiful Florida sunshine and sun sanitizing too. So give Freedom Boat Club a call today at 855-FREEDOM. That's 855-FREEDOM. And remember, reciprocity amongst the 213 franchises all across the country. You join down here, you can go anywhere around the country where there's a Freedom Boat Club, and vice versa for you people listening to me out there across America. You can come on down here to the Freedom Boat Club Tampa Bay. They are the largest franchise in all of the Freedom Boat Clubs with 450 boats right now, 450 boats and 30 locations. The website, freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay, freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay. And for a limited time only, you get 1 month free and $1,000 off the one-time membership fee. So, freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay, 855-FREEDOM. 855-FREEDOM. All right, to the telephone lines we go, and 60 seconds with Todd. Go for it.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen, people across America. Let me say something to Obama, okay? You had 8 years, okay? What are you chiming in for? You had 8 years and you were a disaster, okay? You're like a bad football coach that the town couldn't wait to get rid of, okay? In pro football, you get 2 years and then they fire you. You got 8 years and you were a disaster. If it wasn't for you, Donald Trump wouldn't have got elected, because all the African Americans said, wait a minute, here's a billionaire who's rich, who's happy, and who's healthy, and I want to be like him. That's what Donald Trump, that's what Make America Great is. Donald Trump is Make America Great. Donald Trump is, I got $695 million in cash in the bank, and I got billions of dollars of assets, but I'm doing this for you because I don't need this job. Okay, that's the bottom line. Step aside, Obama. I'll take care of Obama, Donald. You keep focusing on the American people and focusing on the 436 House members that are going to make America greater again, and the 100 senators, okay, that we can focus on, that we can count on, unlike Romney, Tillis, Murkowski, and Collins. Okay, let's get down to business here. We got a country to save. We don't have time to waste around. Okay, you did a great job on the China. China, Joe Biden was telling everyone to come in, and we're a xenophobe and everything. No, y'all are in it. You all in it. God bless you. Let's get to work and save the country. We got a country to save. God bless you, guys.
All right, that's Todd in Tampa. And by the way, he forgot to mention the fact that the president does not take a salary. He gives his salary to whatever group or charity or whatever that he wants at the time. It varies. It goes around different places. But that's our president, and I would expect nothing less. Now, you got to remember something here in the grand scheme of things. We had the Flynn investigation. We had Barack Obama coming unglued talking about the rule of law. Well, we know about him and the rule of law because he has taken the rule of law and scattered it and smothered it and squashed it all over the place with his actions as president of the United States and the ringleader, whatever in the hell it was that they were doing against Flynn, against the Trump administration, Donald Trump and company. And believe me, they're still doing it. They're still doing it. You know how I know that? Remember the people that Barack Obama appointed towards the end of his administration, put them in, they were career people, put them in different positions in the Department of Justice and the State Department and the Defense Department and the Interior and whatnot. They put these people that are now in senior leadership. They're not the secretary of the departments, but they're in senior leadership. Those are his people. Those are his people. And they're not in there to help anything that Donald Trump does. And we know that. We know that. It's no secret. But here's the deal. How in the hell do you fire a federal employee? You don't. But you transfer them. The only way you can fire a federal employee is if they get caught stealing, red-handed. So you transfer them. You create a new department down in the basement somewhere. Or maybe you send them to the, I don't know, toxic dump. Oh, boy, my sense of humor this morning. But anyway, you send them somewhere, anywhere, but you get them the heck out of Dodge. Let them go do something in some different department, and they can't say a thing about it. Nothing. But like I say, can't fire them. So that's the problem we have. And Obama knew that. And I know that. And you know that. So let's wake up. And let's just be a little bit patient. The Durham investigation, I don't know what the timeline is, but I'm going to tell you, I already made the comment about the fact I think around August we'll start to hear some definitive things, and we'll see where that goes. And I'm telling you, it's going to be really wild as to what we're going to be seeing, because a lot of people are thinking there's going to be a lot of people indicted, but I don't think so. I think it's going to be 2, 3, maybe 4. We might see the people at the lower end of the spectrum that we've heard a lot about, Peter Strzok, Lisa Page, Andrew McCabe. It's possible we could hear Rob Rosenstein, maybe somebody below him, but that's about it. That's about it. As far as dreaming about anybody else up the ladder, they are insulated with the people that are around them. People have to roll over on people to get further up the ladder. People have to roll over on people. Now, by the way, let me tell you all about Dominic's Blinds and Decor, who happens to be one of my buddies down there. Stop by and see them. All their shades, blinds, shutters are all made in the U.S. of A. They're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh. And they offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs, too, unlike the big box stores. Stop by and say hey to Jill and the gang in the store and wave at the red, white, and blue Dominic's truck when you see it. That's going to be Kevin in the truck. And remember that all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Their phone number is 941-922-2345. To set up an appointment for service, or just stop on by the store. Dominic's Blinds and Decor, DOMENICK'S. They are absolutely the best of what they do. All right, speaking of the best of what they do, I got to run, and I'll be back tonight, and I guarantee it's going to be just as interesting and as informative tonight as it was last night. Holy smokes, you couldn't be any more exciting. It's all about we the people here, folks. Stay safe, stay healthy. God bless America.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.